Good morning. Today's scripture is from the book of Mark, chapter 15, 42 to 16.8. The burial of Jesus. It was preparation day, that is, the day before the Sabbath. So as evening approached, Joseph, or Arimathea, a prominent member of the council, who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Pilate was surprised to hear that he was already dead. Summoning the centurion, he asked him if Jesus had already died. When he learned from the centurion that it was so, he gave the body to Joseph. So Joseph bought some linen cloth, took down the body, wrapped it in the linen, and placed it in a tomb cut out of rock. Then he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where he was laid. Jesus has risen. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early, on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go, tell the disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God indeed. Indeed. So I want us to think about Scripture. Okay? Let's go back to what was read. Let's think about this. Okay, so who benefits here? Certainly we do. I mean, certainly we do. And all, regardless, for those who do not know Jesus, we all are blessed. But let's go back to that time when Joseph, let's just cut to the chase here. My voice is really messed up today. I have no thyroid, and sometimes it chooses to behave and sometimes it doesn't. So there, thank you for just hanging with me. When Joseph of Arimathea went to see Pilate, he went with the intention of getting Jesus' body. He had to have permission to do that. And let's think about how Pilate would have felt about that. I'm thinking there was a big whew, because what he knew was that he would not have to deal with Jesus' body himself. That Joseph, who was a very prominent member of the high council, was going to take Jesus' body and wrap it in linen that he purchased and put it in his own tomb, all safe for Pilate, okay? And it all was going to happen, I mean, just after the Passover celebration, which happens, I mean, you have to think about the Sabbath time for Hebrew people, which would end right after sunset, okay? So it is right after sunset, it's going to take place, and everything's going to be fine. No one's going to wonder, nobody is going to steal Jesus' body. The disciples absolutely won't be able to get it. The Jews are not going to get it. It's going to be good. This is perfect. And for Jesus and for Joseph of Arimathea to be able to do this, see, here's the secret. Pilate didn't know that Joseph was also a disciple of Jesus. So Pilate thought the big, this is over with. It's all happened according to the way it was supposed to be. Remember, Pilate didn't really want to crucify Jesus to start with. And please don't leave. That baby is so welcome. Remember, here are the Jewish people yelling out, crucify him. And so then Pilate, who's already been in trouble with his constituents, didn't feel like saying, but I don't want to. Then he said, let's crucify him. Okay? So here it is. All is taken care of. The women who were there and saw Joseph bring Jesus' body to his tomb were able, after the Sabbath time was over, they were able to go and buy the spices that they needed in order to be able to anoint Jesus' body. They could give him that blessing. They could give him their love and their touch one more time. And you know, if you've ever lost anyone, how that feels to be able to just touch one more time and to be able to say, I love you. What a blessing. And so they were there that early that next morning, just after sunrise. And their biggest concern as they're going is like, okay, you know that big stone. Is there anybody in here who's ever been to the Holy Land? You know that big giant stone that's right there at the tomb? And they're saying, who is going to roll that thing back? That is huge. And I can imagine that it's really heavy. What are we going to do? And of course, when they got there, surprise, the stone was rolled away already. And then as they go into the tomb, here is this, as is described in the scripture, this young man in white clothing, who is sitting there saying, don't be afraid. Really? I mean, just imagine that for a minute, okay? So you have gone through this. You've seen it. You watched Jesus die on the cross. You saw Joseph of Arimathea. You snuck around. You saw him take Jesus' body to the tomb and roll the stone back over it. And now here's this young man who is sitting there saying, don't be afraid. Is there anybody in here who wouldn't have been afraid under those circumstances? I want to see your hand. Okay, I mean, really. So, I mean, I love this next part. And it is that you will remember that the young man told them they were supposed to go and tell the disciples what had happened. Now, what did the scripture say? They were afraid, so they didn't tell anybody. Let's imagine this, okay? They are on a mission. They need to get back to the disciples just as soon as they can. And if you've ever been on a mission and gotten interrupted by a bunch of people and you wanted to say, I've really got to go do this, I'll talk to you later, just kind of, you know, back off. Let's trust that they did that, okay? So, I mean, I'm not doing this all by myself, so I'm going to read a little more scripture to you. And I'm reading from the Gospel of Matthew. And I'm at chapter 28. I'm going to read verses 8 through 10 to you. And so the women hurried away from the tomb, see, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Ready? Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. And then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." Okay, hold this thought for a minute. You've already gone through, I mean, you are just pretend that you're women for a minute, okay? And you have seen Jesus' body lying in the tomb, okay? You have gone the next morning at sunrise, you have seen that his body was not there. Twice they have heard now. Don't be afraid. Go and tell. And here's Jesus saying, don't be afraid. Really? The risen Jesus you're seeing on the road? These women reach down and touch your feet? And you're not supposed to be afraid? It's okay to be afraid and joy-filled at the same time. Amen? You can do it. Okay. So he says, go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they're going to see me. And wow. Okay, so Jesus said so. So they continue on the path. They continue on the path to go to see the disciples in the upper room. Ready? You're supposed to say yes.
Yes.
Thank you. I need all the help I can get here. Okay, and now I'm going to read from the Gospel of Luke, and I'm at chapter 24, and I'm going to be reading 9 through 12. Ready?
Yes.
Thank you. I like it. Thanks. Okay, just keep it up. When they came back from the tomb, the women, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the disciples. Remember, these are all the women who were at the tomb and who saw Jesus die at the cross. But the apostles did not believe the women. Thank you. I believe you are exactly right. What a surprise. And as he says, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Really? I know that he was crucified. I know that he died. I know that the tomb was empty. We just saw him on the road. And he told us to come and tell you this. Okay? Here's the kicker. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. Okay, so the women tell him what they've seen. Peter says, I have to go and see for myself. This is not good enough for me. I mean, you know, hey, you women are just speaking nonsense. This is nuts. I'm not going there. So Peter goes and he sees, and then he's curious, what has happened here? I'm imagining, Doug, that Peter's about as tall as you are. That may not be the case, but that I'd vote for that. And, you know, a big guy who says, I don't know what happened. I got to work through this. Okay, so I have another scripture for you. I'm reading now from the Gospel of John. I am at chapter 20, and I'm reading verses 19 through 20. This is short, okay? On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked, okay, for fear of the Jews going to come get the disciples, Jesus came, not said, through the door, and stood among them. And he said, "Peace be with you." And after he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. But, I mean, imagine with me that you are in the upper room. You have locked the door. You know that it is secure. And Jesus just sort of walks through the door and says, "Don't be afraid. It's me. I'm going to prove it to you. Here are my hands. This is my side. This is me." And the disciples were overjoyed. But guess what? Thomas wasn't there. And so he said, "Unless I see Jesus, and I can put my hands in the nail holes in his hands, if I can put my fingers in there, if I can put my hand in his side, then I will believe." Really? Okay, so the women have seen. The women saw Jesus as they were on their way back. I am standing up for the women. And Jesus comes to the women and says, "Peace be with you, don't be afraid." They go and tell the disciples, who said, "Really? You are all nuts. This doesn't make any sense to me at all." Really? Really? And then Peter jumps up and says, "Okay, don't worry. I'm going to go and check it out myself. I'll let you know." Peter jumps up. He goes. He comes back. But then they tell Thomas, when he, you know, drags in late, and they say, "Okay, here is the deal. This is what's happened. Jesus, who was crucified and died on the cross, was buried in that tomb. And you know what? Peter's telling him, he wasn't there. He wasn't there." And the women, this is what they said, And Jesus comes through the door again. And he says, "Okay, Thomas, greetings." Really? That's nice. "Hi there. Greetings." And he immediately holds out his hand. And he says to Thomas, "Put your fingers in these holes. Just go ahead and put your fingers in here. Now put your hand in my side. Go ahead. Just do it. Because you have doubted, now you can believe." And I ask you, I mean, what is the message that we have here today? Do you ever have fears? Did anybody in here ever get afraid of anything? Concerned about something? Sort of feel rattled? Yeah? Okay. Where is Jesus within you? Do you remember when Jesus said, "Receive the Holy Spirit"? "I will be with you always, even to the ends of the earth." I wish that I had a magic potion that I could say to you, whenever you are afraid, this is Jesus. Whenever you are fearful about something, whenever you doubt yourself about something, whenever you think that you don't have it, close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Hold it. You are breathing me in. And now release it and go and tell. Go and tell. Who is it that we need to go and tell? Or is it that we need to show and tell? Not by the nail holes in our hands or the big hole in our sides, because we are not Jesus in the flesh. What we are is Jesus' people who are called just by our very way of being in the world to go and tell, or go and show by your smiles, by your handshakes, by your hugs, by your care for others. On Thursday morning, by the way that you feed people who live on the street, in all the ways that you reach out to others, you are being the hands and the feet of Jesus. And we all say, thank you, Jesus, for showing us your way to be with others. Thank you, Lord. Amen.